From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In an interview with NPR, President Obama defended the health overhaul bill on the verge of Senate passage from critics on the left. More from NPR's Julie Rovner.
Liberals have been complaining about the compromises made to get the bill out of the Senate, particularly the loss of a so-called public option, a government-sponsored health plan. But he said there are still plenty of provisions designed to keep health insurance companies in check, including limits on how much they can spend on administrative expenses and profits.
That's why they have spent a lot of money and a lot of lobbyist person power to try to oppose it.
The president's remarks came as the Senate nears a final vote on the historic bill. Senators cleared the final procedural hurdle Thursday afternoon, clearing the way for one last vote to approve the bill before they leave on a much-delayed holiday break. The bill, however, will still have to be reconciled with the House bill passed last month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
That final Senate vote is now scheduled for 7 a.m. tomorrow. Forecasters say a huge winter weather system bearing down on the Midwest is likely to dump lots of snow in time for Christmas. Parts of Nebraska are already coated in ice, and weather watchers say the latest slow-moving weather system is expected to stay put right through the weekend, bringing a white Christmas to a large swath of the nation's midsection. According to a spokesperson with the National Weather Service, some areas can expect a foot or more of snow. In the northern plains, the Dakotas are bracing for up to 20 inches of snow, making for treacherous travel conditions. Iranian opposition websites are reporting more clashes today between Iranian security forces and supporters of a late dissident cleric. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has reaction from Washington.
Iranian officials deny reports that security forces have been using batons and tear gas to break up demonstrators in Isfahan and elsewhere. Still, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said it's clear that Iran is using various security elements to, as he put it, stamp out the aspirations of the Iranian people.
We've seen this dynamic tragically for the people of Iran over several months. Iran is increasingly showing itself to be a police state.
The Obama administration has stepped up its rhetoric on Iran as it tries to convince other countries to agree to tougher sanctions to pressure the Iranian government to curtail its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Parents of the so-called balloon boy have been sentenced by a Colorado judge today. The pair were briefly in the national spotlight when it was reported their six-year-old son might be aboard a runaway silver saucer-shaped balloon, where the couple later admitted to carrying out a hoax aimed at gaining national media attention. The boy's father, Richard Heaney, was sentenced to 90 days in jail. His wife, Mayomi Heaney, has been sentenced to 20 days behind bars. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a point. The Nasdaq was up 16 points. This is NPR. Convicted money manager Bernard Madoff has reportedly been moved to a medical center from the federal prison where he has been serving time. A spokeswoman for the Federal Bureau of Prisons announced today Madoff was moved last week but did not offer any details as to what necessitated the move. Madoff pleaded guilty to carrying out a Ponzi scheme that bilked investors out of tens of billions of dollars. He's currently serving a 150-year prison sentence. He'd been serving his time in a federal prison facility in North Carolina. The Vatican says Pope Benedict's decision to put his wartime predecessor, Pius XII, on track to sainthood is not a hostile act against Jews. Jewish leaders and many historians say Pius did not do enough to prevent the death of 6 million Jews by the Nazis. NPR Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Benedict's decision to put both Pius XII and his immediate predecessor, John Paul II, on the track to sainthood was met with outrage by Jews worldwide. Jewish groups had repeatedly asked the process be frozen until Vatican wartime archives could be studied by independent researchers. There'd been speculation the move could jeopardize a scheduled January papal visit to the Rome synagogue. There was also fear both Pius and John Paul would be beatified together. Italian rabbis had asked for a Vatican clarification. Today's statement is an apparent response. It says the process toward Pius's beatification is not intended to limit historical discussion of the wartime pontiff, since the decree concerns his faith and Christian values. It also said there's no reason to believe the two beatifications will take place together. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up $2.27 a barrel to close at $76.67 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.